This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we began to do a study of the next to the last book in the Bible, the book of Jude. Now let's do a chapter study of these 25 verses. Begin by identifying a title and key verse, then try putting what we find in the book into one statement. After that, we will consider some cross-references and some questions that might be raised. After that, we will develop an outline, followed by a summary statement with personal applications. When I read the book a few times, I felt that a fitting title might be Prepared and Kept for the Presentation. The verse I chose as the key verse is the latter half of verse 1, to those who have been called, who are loved by God the Father and kept by Jesus Christ. Isn't that a comforting and confidence-building thought? We as Christians are called, are loved, and will be kept. If you link this up with the closing benediction in verses 24 and 25, it's clear that God is able to not only keep us from falling or stumbling until the day He presents us in His presence, but also to prepare us for that glorious day. He promises to prepare us so that we will be without fault and with great joy. No wonder Jude breaks into praise in verse 25, declaring, "To the only God our Savior be glory, majesty, power, and authority, through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore." Before all ages refers to the calling mentioned in verse 1, now refers to our being loved, and forevermore refers to our being kept. Let me suggest you memorize this key verse and the closing benediction.